Another Monday means another version of Prep Sports Now podcast. I'm Case Kiefer here with Ray Brewer. I was trying to come up with some things to talk about, and Ray just told me, quote, we'll just ramble. I guess that's what we're good at. So go ahead, Ray. Take it over. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I just, you know, my first pet peeve is watching teams warm up. You know, you're supposed to, like, when you go out for a catch, catch the ball, turn up field, and finish your run into the end zone, right? You played football. Not that you were with the receivers
sometimes,
in warm-ups, right?
Sometimes, but
don't catch,
I guess,
don't
I
catch
guess.
The ball and trip over your feet trying to get back to the back of the line. Go finish your run. You know, it just drives me nuts watching some of these teams where they're practicing and warming up wrong, and then when you get to a game, well, what happens? Now all of a sudden you catch the ball, and your mind isn't programmed to go for the end zone. And some of these schools, Case, the only time they're going to get into the end zone is during warm-ups. Right? Isn't that basic? Aren't you, if you're a high school football coach, shouldn't you have a day just reserved to learn how to warm up so when game day comes, you don't look like you're a mess?
I got nothing for this one. I guess you're just, this is just more of a pet peeve for you. I understand where you're coming from. I don't really disagree. I don't agree either. Maybe it's just that I feel naked in this podcast room because...
Well, don't say that.
Okay, I wouldn't say that far. But every other one we've had, every one we've done in the studio this year, I bring my that baseball I have on my desk, and I'm tossing it around, and I forgot to bring it in today. So now, like, something doesn't feel right in here, and I realize that's what it is.
Well, what doesn't feel right is kids that don't finish their runs and warm-ups.
Yeah,
I
guess.
Isn't that the most basic thing? I mean, my big argument, Case, is that Vegas football isn't as bad as people think, and it's not just Gorman. You know, I've said, you know, Paolo, in my opinion, is a top 100 team nationally. I've said we've got other good programs, Vegas High, Arborview, Liberty, you know, other teams that are very respectable.
Can't believe you didn't put Del Sol in that category.
Basic and Del Sol, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And then just to see some teams that don't even know how to warm up right, it just drives me crazy. You know, and I was going to come in here and say, you know, what a great weekend for high school football. USC, you know, Torn Harris had the touchdown off the blocked field goal that got called back 3 hours later. The Palo Verde grad.
I didn't realize that was him. That's crazy.
Yeah. Xavier Grimble, same game. Freshman, caught his first touchdown pass. How cool was that, right? You know, then you've got Xavier Johnson, a Cheyenne, killing it for Weber State. Kerwin Williams last week against Auburn, national TV, taking it, you know, to the house. DeMarco Murray had a catch yesterday for the Cowboys.
Reggie Bullock's had two national televised games at East Carolina.
Yeah,
there you go.
And it's just all types of these guys. And then... So my, you know, I tell anybody who's willing to listen to me, even on Twitter, Ray Brewer 21, right? We got good players in Vegas. And then to go to a game and see teams that can't even warm up correctly, drives me crazy, dude. I mean, come on. Finish your runs. I mean, that's the simplest of simples. I mean, how could you be a coach if you can't teach your kids how to practice?
I guess, there you go. I mean, maybe we should get to some positives from last week. Ended up being some pretty good games. I think it started Thursday night with Cheyenne and Cimarron. But the game that I really have been thinking about a lot, Foothill and Desert Oasis, sounds like it was a really fun one. Foothill came back and won 28-24. Probably should have been tied, but Desert Oasis missed all four extra points. I couldn't believe that. Wasn't surprised to see Foothill won, but maybe in the manner they did, I was surprised.
Yeah, and you got to think that Foothill now has a little bit of confidence going into league play at 3-0. A great win against the Desert Oasis squad, who is 0-2, but they returned so many guys from last year's team that you know they'll be in the thick of it again. And Foothill opens this week Southeast play with Coronado, which, you know, theoretically should be another win. And here's a team that I had didn't expect much from, and they're going to be 4-0, and looks like they're a player again in the Southeast.
What odds do you put on Foothill winning the Southeast? Are they the favorite right now?
Or no,
no. So what do you have? I'm like 10-1. That high?
I think if Del Sol played like they did in the first half yesterday, I mean Friday, they'll be lucky to finish third. I'd never seen in 15 years of covering this a team called for that many penalties. It was embarrassing. I mean, I've got these guys, Kiefer, third in town. I got them winning the region, maybe going to the state semis, and they're called for holds and clips and this and that, and their quarterback's fumbling on the goal line. The poor kid they got holding for the kicker can't figure out the laces on the right side. I'm just, you know, but, you know, Del Sol played great in the second half, and they're so quick and athletic and dynamic, and they've got a good passing game now mixed in with their running game. I think they're ultimately going to be okay, but they were very, very rusty on Friday. Their line isn't big and physical like Del Sol line used to be, and it's just kind of changed their identity. When you think of Del Sol, baby, you think pound the rock on the ground. They don't have the personnel to do it right now. But going back to your question, I would think that Foothill has got to be mentioned in the same breath with Liberty and Del Sol now.
So I would say Liberty 3-1, Del Sol 4-1, and Foothill 6-1. What do you think?
I think you're getting good value on 6-1 at Foothill because, I mean, Liberty has been Liberty is the favorite still. They won
last year.
They won last year. They're big and physical, which definitely Del Sol isn't. But Liberty has been exposed. Arborview ran right through them. Desert Pines dominated them until they ran out of energy, basically. You know, now Liberty gets one more test after a week break at Spring Valley, which should be an easy victory. But this Liberty team definitely is not top five in the city right now. They're not playing like it. On paper, they might be. But the performance out there, come on. You're giving up 40 to Arborview. Desert Pines, who I think is a lot better than people give them credit for, basically pushed those guys around for, you know, 23 and a half minutes before they handed the game over to them.
Seems like that's happened in both of Desert Pines' games. I mean, I haven't been at either, but reading about them and looking at the stats, it seems like Desert Pines has been great for maybe two and a half or at least a half of the game, and then they kind of fade there at the end.
Yeah, and it's a numbers thing. I mean, when you have nobody to sub your ones and your ones aren't in shape, what are you going to do?
Did we talk about this last week? I hope not, but we were talking earlier. I don't think I've ever listened to one of these podcasts again after we did it, and I did Friday night just because it was there sitting and clicking it. It was there sitting it, so I clicked it.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, I listened to about the last 20 minutes. It was really entertaining, though. But, I mean, a couple things came out of it for me. One, I sounded way too negative on Del Sol. So I sounded like I hate Del
You're
Sol.
A hater.
I sounded like I'm not going to let him go to the playoffs. So I'm going to make it up to Del Sol this podcast and say all positive things. And then number two, I made it sound like Cimarron was going to go to the Orange Bowl. I mean, I was so all over Cimarron. I said, like, I kept bringing up how much I love Cimarron and how much I dislike Del Sol. At least that's how it sounded.
Yeah, now, Cimarron, you essentially gave that game to Cheyenne on Thursday. I don't know how much of it you got to watch on TV, but it was like, Cimarron just didn't want to win that game, and then Chi-Town took it away. And you gotta realize with Chi-Town, they're always going to have the elite athletes. And they got a trio of guys that when they get the ball in their hands, they can make things happen. And, you know, they don't have a kicker. They got to go for two every play. And, you know, what could you do? But, hey, they won the game. They're 2-0 in the league. So they got a great chance moving forward. You know, they can make the big play. You know, Kenneth Counts, Tyler Spite. They're definitely in the mix of things. But Cimarron, they got to just be hating themselves. They gave that game away. They should have won. Shouldn't even have been close.
Yeah, that was my biggest surprise of the week, and I know maybe it shouldn't have been because even you picked Cheyenne. You told me they had a chance, but I really thought that this was Cimarron's game. I couldn't believe when I kind of read how it went down. I guess I can only echo what you're saying. Sounds like that's what happened, but huge win for Cheyenne. I mean, we shouldn't discount the Desert Shields victory. Right now, I mean, you would have to look at the Desert Shields. It's kind of going to take a collapse of losing some games that they would be a favorite in to not make the playoffs, wouldn't you think, after beating Cimarron?
Well, yeah, because you figure they're going to lose to Arborview, they're going to lose to Palo, and they're going to lose to Centennial, right?
I mean,
you saw Centennial. They're good.
Yeah, no, they're good. Okay. I like Centennial, but I think that, I mean, I think Cheyenne, they could play with Arborview and Centennial.
No way.
Yeah,
no,
I think they could.
Did you?
I don't think they're winning. I don't put them as a favorite, but I think they could play with either of them if they're as good as this.
Yeah, they could play. They'll be on the same field. But listen, Arborview is an elite team. Agreed?
I think Arborview is very good.
Are they better than Del Sol?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are they
definitely better
than
Del Sol? You think Del Sol's better than Arborview?
You said you weren't going to hate on Del Sol.
Well, no, I'm not going to hate on Del Sol. But to me, Arborview is the third best team in town, I think.
Who's the second best team?
Palo.
Who's the best team?
Gorman, maybe.
We agree on that?
And then I have UNLV fourth. So, but anyway, I think Cheyenne, I think they're going to be competitive with just about everyone except Palo, is what I'm saying.
If they beat Arbor, I'd be shocked.
They won't beat Arbor, but it'll be close.
I mean,
two touchdowns, three touchdowns
no
at
the way.
Most. Yeah.
I think Arbor puts a running clock on them. That's how far off we are.
I don't think so at all. I disagree. But let's talk about, I went to the Arborview Centennial game. It was our game of the week. And close, good game. I like both teams. Arborview escapes with a touchdown. I think neither of us were really very surprised.
Jacoby Owens carry the ball 45 times.
Actually, they didn't have the ball that much as they kept turning it over. Okay. They Centennial had two turnovers right in a row before halftime. Both Arborview got two field goals out of them. I mean, you take those two field goals away that were basically gift-wrapped, and then it's a one-point game. Arborview went for two, so, I mean, you look at it, it was a lot closer game than maybe it seemed. Just some bad mistakes by Centennial. I think Jacoby Owens only rushed the ball 15 times, but it was for something like 111 yards, and obviously a very talented kid.
Yeah, and Centennial cases had just a real tough schedule to start out. You know, Vegas, Arborview, Palo Verde this week, and they're, while they went to the semis of the Sunset last year, and they're, you know, one of the top 10 teams in town, they just don't know how to finish teams off yet. They've hit the point where a moral victory doesn't matter anymore, but they're just not, they just don't know how to win yet, is what I'm saying. You know, they're leading Vegas late, can't close the door. Pharrell Victor single-handedly wins the game. Arborview, I still think Arborview wins either way, but few turnovers here and there, the tie could have been different, right?
Yeah, maybe why I'm down on Centennials, because I can't believe they lost that Vegas game. I really thought that was a game where I was gaining one on you, because I loved Centennial in that game. They had them at home. I think they're, I just honestly think they're a little bit better team, top to bottom, maybe not the skill players, I take Vegas, but I just can't believe Centennial blew that game to Vegas, so maybe that's why I'm a little down on them.
If I haven't taught you one thing, you always take the team with the best player. Because when it's all said and done, the best player will win the game. Pharrell Victor, best player who won the game. Vegas High.
Moapa Valley Sholo, best player. Sholo, the kid
you
that's going to BYU.
I mean, the kid was allergic to the ball.
Okay.
I already told you. It'd be like Del Sol not finding a way to get Chris Marshall involved.
All I can say is that this theory was 0-2 to start the year.
Listen, I'm at the kid has to get the ball, though. You have to be smart enough to get your best player the ball. I'm at the El Dorado Del Sol game. El Dorado lost their quarterback in week one to an injury. Definitely impacted him. I think El Dog is a lot better than people give him credit for. But Chris Marshall makes such an impact. You know, squib kick to kick off. Del Sol gets the ball like at the 40. Marshall takes a punt back to the house. They kick away from Marshall. Another kid takes a punt back to the house. Del Sol's got about four or five kids that are just absolute burners. You know, Dwayne Kirkland, the Perkins kid, Lael Perkins. I can't say the name, number four. They're just a real good team. They're just missing the size. And I think that Preston Goroff is such an elite coach that he's going to find a way to win. I really do. I don't see them losing to Liberty. How many points did you give me in that Liberty game?
Where is it? Is it at Del Sol? I mean, no. I know you say it doesn't matter. I think it kind of matters a little bit.
It could be California, let's say. It doesn't matter.
I'd say the line would be Liberty 5.5.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll take
definitely more than a field goal, less than a touchdown.
I mean, I just don't know. I think I just don't know who's going to stop Chris Marshall. Now, I know Liberty's going to line up and pound, and that might be a problem for Del Sol because they're pretty thin up front. I mean, they got kids that are skinnier than you and me, and we're, what, 230 each, give or take?
I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay, so we agree for once. Listen, yeah. Do we want to go over the picks now?
Yeah, yeah.
Start with the game of the week.
What's the game of the week?
Well, it's
the Thursday game?
No. Henderson Bowls, game of the week.
Oh, okay, Henderson Bowl. Yeah, I can't wait to hear from you on this. Green Valley and Basic. I can't believe that you are picking Green Valley here. Do you just do this to antagonize the folks over at Basic?
I'm telling you right now. First of all, Henderson Bowl, my opinion, the greatest rivalry in Nevada high school sports. Any sport, Basic, Green Valley, the game still means something. You know, Green Valley case, quick history lesson, opens in 1991. It's the second school in Henderson besides Basic, and they're just night and day. You know, Basic is blue collar, you know, hardworking guys that are working at TyMet. You know, Green Valley's the best area to raise a family in town, real upscale, had the best of everything, academics and athletics, and absolutely destroyed basic in football and every other sport. And now, obviously, you know, the tide is kind of balanced out a little bit, and Green Valley has lost to basic, you know, a record amount of seasons, 3 in a row, and Friday night they could go for the fourth. It will not happen. My pick is Green Valley High. Aaron Love has been under the radar for 3 years for Green Valley. Here's a kid that was one of these youth football stars that picked Green Valley over Gorman, and it was like a huge success. And the kid has just been hurt with injuries and all kinds of other problems. Now he's healthy, had a great game last week. The only way you win Henderson Bowl is you run the rock. If you look at the history of the game, it's Green Valley running over basic. Green Valley, I think, is going to be more physical. I think Aaron Love has a breakout party. He's holding the Henderson Bowl trophy when it's all said and done. Give me the Gators by 20 at least.
A couple questions.
Question away.
Before I get to why you're absolutely insane for saying this. Number one, I'm wondering, there's so many other schools in Henderson now, and I've only been around 3 years. Do you still look at this rivalry like this, that basic is the blue collar, you know, kind of the program, and Green Valley's like the glitz, or is that changed?
The demographics have changed, and, you know, Foothill and basic now have a rivalry that's equally as important as the Green Valley game. But you just got the pageantry of the Henderson Bowl game. You know, they carry the trophy out. It sits on a table behind one of the field goal posts, and kids just want to play for it. I've seen kids, you know, put grass in a sandwich bag after the game to keep from the field. It's such an important game. It sucks that we've got to play it in the middle of September. It should be an end-of-the-year game. But, you know, the rivalry doesn't – it's not how it used to be, but it's still important.
All right, well, you kind of got to question number two. I was wondering, I think the first 2 years I've been here, it's been at the end of the year. Was that just coincidence? I mean, why is it so early this year?
I'm not the schedule maker.
I know you're not the schedule maker, but was it always at the end of the year, or was that just kind of coincidence?
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah, well, why now?
It's just when they make the schedule and say, oh, this is a Henderson Bowl, let's celebrate it. It's just okay. Green Valley at basic.
Well, here's my theory of why it's not at the end of the year this time. Because the schedule makers know it's not even going to be competitive.
Wow.
And when I'm saying it's not even going to be competitive, I'm not saying because Green Valley's going to win by 20. I'm going to say because basic is going to win by at least 2 touchdowns here. Look, you can have your argument of you got to take the best player on the field. I'll tell you what, my argument will be 75% of the time, I'll take the best defense on the field. And Green Valley has no defense at all. Basic is going to score at will. And let me tell you what, Basic, they can stop some people. Even last year when they had their rough years, that they were still played pretty good defense. They just couldn't score. I think that they're going to provide enough resistance. I think Basic wins by about 14 or 17.
I'm telling you right now, last week was a great warm-up for Green Valley. Boulder City runs a similar offense to Basic. Green Valley is going to be able to score on anybody. And this game is always close. It's a rivalry game. It's Michigan-Ohio State.
If it's always close, why'd you pick Green Valley by 20?
Throw out. They're going to pull away late.
Don't say this cliche. Don't say the cliche.
They're like a Cadillac, baby, waiting to go. I'm just telling you right now, this is Green Valley's year. I picked Basic last year. I picked Basic the last 2 years. But Green Valley last year had them. They gave the game away. It was a close game last year. This Green Valley team is a lot better than you think.
Okay? I'm very impressed with what Green Valley has done offensively. I just don't think they have a defense. I think that much is clear, but maybe I'm wrong.
You're right. Their defense is awful. I mean, you give up 52 points in one game, you're bad, right? I'm just telling you, I think put my money down on Green Valley. I know you probably give me, like, what, 16 points, Green Valley plus 16?
It's a rivalry game, like you said. I'd give you 2 touchdowns. I'd give you 14.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
All right. Well, Basic Green Valley, that one should be really fun. And, hey, I think that the thing we haven't mentioned is that this is huge playoff-wise. I mean, if one of these two teams wants a shot at sneaking in, they can't lose this game.
Yeah, basically, it's we could assume that it's Del Sol, Liberty, Foothill, and then Silverado, Green Valley, and Basic fighting for the four.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
Hey, first time for anything.
Yeah. I'm going to go with basic here. You're going to go with Green Valley. We'll get to the rest of the schedule. Since we just opened up with one of the best games, why don't we get to the best games first? Thursday night, Canyon Springs and Desert Pines. I think a lot of people got to be looking forward to this one because these are going to be two playoff teams from the Northeast, and whoever wins this game has a very good chance to finish second.
Desert Pines, we've mentioned until we're blue in the face, they're out of shape and they don't have enough players to go around. They had the week off. Hopefully they ran until they puked to get in shape because they've got a good team. They just need to finish games. Canyon Springs, I told you 2 weeks ago, 13 to 15 sophomores getting serious minutes. They should all be playing junior varsity. They're not ready yet. I think DP gets it done, baby.
You know what? I was almost off the Canyon Springs bandwagon, especially the first half against Foothill. They looked terrible. But a couple things brought me back on. In the second half, they looked very, very good. They looked better than most teams in town. And then afterwards, I was still kind of on the fence. I thought I might pick Desert Pines here. But then I talked to Coach Hunky Cooper. And let me tell you, he got me back fired up about these guys. He makes me think that they're going to turn the corner. They've had a bye week before this.
Hunky, by the way, could sell meat to a vegetarian.
That's true. That's true. Okay, but it worked on me. I think that they really are going to be better this week. I think they're going to be fired up for this game. And I think this is a more even matchup than their first two. Okay. So I like Canyon Springs here.
Let me give you one more Desert Pines argument. Canyon up front is very bad, right?
Pretty bad.
Okay. DP, Cedric Potosi, Potassi, however you want to say it, Alan Viejo, however you want to say it, big, physical, hard grinding. Leon Hayes, run me to some touchdowns, baby. Give me DP again.
Yeah, I just think that DJ Pumphrey, even if he doesn't have the help up front, I think he's going to break a couple runs, and that's all it's going to take. I'll take Canyon Springs. Let's go to the top now, starting over in the Southeast. Foothill and Coronado. Coronado, the undefeated 2-0 Cougars. I'm seeing that run coming to an end this week.
Coronado's had a great schedule to start with Shap and Sunrise Mountain, the 35th and 36th best teams in a 36-team town. And they've looked great beating them. Let's see how they handle adversity and some players who could play. I think Kyle Keplinger pads his stats. Coronado's got a few kids that could play. Cody Musino, the wideout. Chris Johnson, the tailback. But they are just been so dysfunctional the last 3 years. You'd have to get me committed if I picked them.
Yeah, I'm taking Foothill big here. Another interesting game. Del Sol and Silverado, pretty big. I mean, Silverado's going to need to pull off one of these upsets, like we were talking about, for the playoffs. Is this a game where they could do it? They're home for Del Sol.
They can do it. Silverado has just had some problems with injuries on the offensive line and the defensive secondary. Barely beat Valley last week, 21-12. I know Coach Ostolaza at Silverado used to coach over at Del Sol. He's very familiar with how they do things. I just think that Del Sol got the bad effort out of the way last week. I think they're going to look a little more crisp and sharp, and I would recommend they stick to the running game a little more than the passing. We'll see if that works, but give me Del Sol for the W.
Yeah, Silverado did beat Del Sol last year, we should mention. But look, I cannot pick Silverado until they do something to show us they're kind of deserving of that. They barely beat Valley, who the week before I think got shut out and lost 49-0 or something to Virgin Valley. They lost to Bonanza. There's just no way I can pick Silverado here. I like Del Sol to get it done and start off league play correctly.
I agree.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Las Vegas and El Dorado. An El Dorado team that you say is, quote, a lot better than most people give them credit for. All right, well, then how good are they? Are they going to give Vegas a scare?
Well, here's the deal. The quarterback they got that transferred over from Silverado, real healthy-looking kid, throws the ball well. He got knocked out. Their passing game doesn't exist anymore. They've got three or four guys that could play. Same deal as Desert Pines, not enough depth. I just think that Vegas might start a little slow from the week off, but when it's all said and done, you got Henderson and Victor. I think Vegas wins, and convincingly, even though if L-Dog had this quarterback, I'm telling you, they would be a lot better.
Yeah, Vegas big. Of course, earlier in the year, I said this was going to be the year Vegas didn't win the Northeast. Pretty clear that I was wrong in that assessment. They're going to run through this league, and it starts this week. Here's the game you're dying to talk about. Chaparral and Sunrise Mountain.
The Chaparral Cowboys!
Yeah, there you go. Take it away.
Well, I think after we beat Sunrise this week, we'll be in what place, Kiefer?
First place.
Their Shap right now is 0-2, non-league games, just getting a little warmed up. Got blown out by Moapa Valley, got blown out by an approved Coronado team. My man, Toure Williams, little leg injury. Who knows if he's going to play? Doesn't matter. Sunrise Mountain is who Shap beat last year. It's Shap's only win in the last 2 years, and they're going to win today. They're going to be 1-0 in the Northeast. They're going to be tied with Vegas for first place, and they're going to have more wins than Canyon or DP, whoever loses that game. First place, the Chaparral Cowboys. Woo!
All right, I probably got to agree and go Chaparral.
Can I get a woo from you?
No woo from me. I'll save that for, I don't know, whenever we talk about Wichita Collegiate, my alma mater, which will probably be never.
Okay.
Because that's the only way I can get that kind of intensity.
Kiefer went to the Gorman folks of Kansas, just to let you know.
On a much lesser scale, okay. But I guess you could say that. All right, we'll go to...
He was recruited there.
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the next game, Rancho and Valley. I'm going Rancho. Valley, though, maybe improved from week one to week two, it looked like.
I would say if you look at all the teams from their first game to their second game, Valley's got to be in the top five in terms of improvements made. I'm guessing that they probably got a few kids their 10 practices in. Gave Silverado a good fight. That means they care, because most teams, when they go in and their Valley against the Silverado, would just roll over and take the beating. But they do have a lot of fight left. I just think Rancho still is a solid team. I can't figure out how they got beat so bad by Basic. I think Basic was just inspired that day playing for Kelly Armstead.
Maybe Basic is just good. I mean, you never thought about that possibility.
No. If they were good, why did they lose to Cimarron?
Because Cimarron's good.
Did they look good against Chi-Town?
No, because they had an off night. This is all self-explanatory. No.
Well, I give me Rancho in this game.
Yeah, I agree. Gotta go with the Rams. Mojave and Arborview. Right after Arborview, I was standing around for kind of the post-game address from the coaches, and the coaches are all saying, look, we got to take Mojave seriously. Can't overlook anyone. You know what all coaches say to every team. But I'll tell you what, I think Arborview could win this game blindfolded.
Well, let's not go that far. I think Mojave is definitely improved this year from last year. Now, playing Palo and Arbor in back-to-back weeks, not a fun way to get going. But remember, they only lost by, what, 3 touchdowns to Cimarron? And Cimarron's supposed to be world beaters, according to you. You had him in the Orange Bowl last week, after all, right?
Cimarron had another off night that week.
I'm telling you, Mojave's going to lose this game bad, but they're not that bad. It's just, I think Arbor is really elite.
Yeah, I'm going Arborview. Like I said, Cimarron and Faith Lutheran.
Woo! Cimarron, no questions asked.
All right, Cimarron, we've devoted enough time to them, so we'll skip over to the next game. Centennial and Palo Verde. Does Palo Verde get their third shutout of the year already? I think it's definitely a possibility.
You see, you saw Centennial. I've seen Centennial. They're not that bad. And I tell you what, last year they lost twice to Palo. They were in both games. They are not afraid of Palo. And it would be great if they beat them. Wouldn't the league now be real balanced?
I mean, Palo, yeah, that would be real
Centennial
interesting.
Centennial and Arbor would all be 1-1, and we'd go into tiebreakers and everything. They can beat them because they are physical just like Palo. And it's just their offense isn't designed to pick up big yardage.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but I just don't see it happening.
Neither do I.
I mean, they did get shut out last year. It was 17-0 in the playoffs, I believe.
But they hung with them, baby. It wasn't like it was a thorough dominating butt-kicking.
Who was making the schedule? Centennial, Las Vegas, Arborview, Palo Verde. That's ridiculous.
I know.
It's just unfair.
They're going to be the best 0-3 team this side of the Hoover Dam.
This side of the equator.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, next game, Legacy and Shadow Ridge. We spoke last week. Shadow Ridge really let me down. I thought they were going to get their one win of the year. Didn't do it. And don't see them doing it here against Liberty. Or Legacy, excuse me.
I don't see them doing it against anybody.
Legacy. Western and Desert Oasis. Western has got to be kind of chomping to get back on the field after losing to Pahrump Valley. Sounded like a bad snap on a punt late in the game that made Western lose. Snapped a 30-game losing streak for Pahrump Valley, but I don't see Western getting back on track here. Desert Oasis all the way.
I think Desert Oasis needs to get healthy. I know that Western is a game they should win, but they need to do more than win. They need to just put a can of whoop-a on them. You know what I'm saying? Because Desert Oasis, still, we all think, is the second best team in that league, and they need to play like it.
You got to find some kid on campus that can kick an extra point, right? If you can't make, you got to make some extra points.
It's more than the kicker, though. It's getting the ball to him and holding it in high school.
That's true, but okay.
I mean, the Del Sol, I think, has got the best kicker. Well, Shadow's supposed to have a good kicker. A great kicker, right? And Del Sol, the Lindemann kid, could kick. He kick. He's got a leg. All his kickoffs going to the end zone. He booted like a 40-some yard field goal. Extra points. They can't get the ball down for him.
All right. Yeah.
It's not. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
The kicker might be number 58, an offensive guard that toe pokes it. But
yeah, I should reserve judgment since I wasn't there. But look, you got to get that firmed up. They make those extra points. It's going into overtime with Foothill, and they have a good chance to win. Desert Oasis, I know, really badly wants to win a playoff game this year. I think if they get the 2 seed, they can be competitive. They were really competitive with Centennial last year, but you can't be missing extra points.
There's
if you
no
win a
way
playoff
they beat
game.
Centennial in that playoff game.
They have a chance.
Dude, Centennial.
It was like 16-9 last year. Now all of a sudden, Centennial's world beaters.
They're physical, bro. It's physical football. Physical football is dynamite. Del Sol, I mean, Desert Oasis doesn't have that nasty streak in them, dog.
Well, I guess. Whatever.
What do you mean, you guess? Bro, they lost by 54 to Gorman?
How much would Centennial lose to Gorman? 54?
No, yes. I tell you, they'd be physical with them. That's for sure.
All right. I hope that Tony Sanchez and the Gorman staff is listening to this. Next time Brewer goes out there to practice,
I'm not saying let them know how much you think around, you're... but they're not going to lay over.
All right.
Into our field and dance with our cheerleaders.
All right, well, let's go to another game that I think we're going to disagree on, so we'll get some more entertaining chatter. Bonanza is visiting Durango. I can't believe when I saw your pick who you're taking here.
Well, here's the deal. I can't believe I'm taking Bonanza either, but Durango right now is just trying to get on track. Their quarterback got hurt against Spring Valley. They haven't looked good. And remember what I told you, the Gorman-Paolo hangover? After you lose to Gorman or Paolo, it takes you a while to get on your feet because you realize you're not going to smack anybody in the mouth. I think this is what happens. Bonanza hasn't been smacked in the mouth yet, so they still think they're going to win state. So I think that confidence gives them a slim victory.
That's true. I like your points, but I've got to go with Durango. I just think top to bottom, I think that they have better players. I mean, maybe Bonanza is... I mean, you could argue maybe they're the faster team. They got Javion Taylor. Maybe they do some things better than Durango, but I just think top to bottom, I can't pick Bonanza to beat Durango. Bonanza does have a lot of confidence right now, and I think that's going to keep it close, but I think Durango finds a way to win this one.
Don't look at it as Bonanza in yellow and Durango in purple. If you just look at their bodies of work, who would you pick? You're going in with this preconceived
notion. Yeah, you'd have to go with Bonanza.
Durango's fighting 2-3 for that. Durango hasn't played like a 2-3. They've played like a 5-6, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I like your points, like I said. And, you know, I like this Bonanza team. I was really high on them last year. Want to be high on them again this year, but I just don't see them beating Durango. Give me Durango in that game. Gorman and Clark, since apparently you're down on Gorman, what are they only going to win this game 21-7?
No.
You love Marquise McKinney. I'm surprised you aren't picking
McKinney's
him to score.
McKinney's a good player. I mean, but I just don't. Listen, Gorman's going to win. The question is it going to be a shutout or not? Give me Gorman. Woo!
Sierra Vista and Pahrump Valley. Sierra Vista, both their games have been really close. I know you'll probably laugh at this, but I think they are better this year. And the thing is, they're still really young. They got a bunch of sophomores and juniors. I don't think the playoffs are in reach this year, but maybe next year they could challenge for a playoff spot.
I like Sierra Vista. I think Pahrump won its state championship last week by beating Western. Rest of the season is ice cream on top of the cake. Give me the Mountain Lions.
Yep, I got Mountain Lion pride, as Space Washington would say.
Yes.
Liberty and Spring Valley. The game is at Spring Valley. Liberty just creamed them last year.
No, it was close.
I thought they destroyed them.
They destroyed them, but it wasn't. It was like 28-7, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like what you would think.
All right. Well, apologies for that. I thought Liberty. I thought Liberty won by a lot.
Oh, I mean, Mr. Patriot over here.
I'm pretty sure they won by at least 3 touchdowns, like you said.
Okay, I like the Patriots in this game, but they need more than a win. They need to go in there and physically manhandle these guys. The Liberty Patriots need to show they're back. This is their last warm-up before league play. They got to thank the schedule makers that they get the non-league game this week because they're not ready for league. They need to go in there. They need to pancake block. They need to pound the rock. The Capelli boys have got to run until they need new cleats. They need Jacoby Owens carries.
Yeah, they can't be looking ahead. I just looked at the schedule. Next two games for Liberty, do you know them?
Del Sol Foothill.
Del Sol Silverado. Silverado, huge rivalry. Pretty crazy two games. So Liberty can't look ahead, but I still got Liberty.
I got Del Sol in that Del Sol Liberty game, just to let you know.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
I can't say anything negative about Del Sol, so I can only say that Del Sol has a very good shot in that football contest.
Just when Chris Marshall wins that game, you owe him an apology.
I love Chris Marshall. I wrote about the kid when he was a sophomore,
okay,
I think.
All right.
All right, anyway, last game, Virgin Valley and Cheyenne. Maybe could be closer than you might expect because Virgin Valley, they've looked pretty good.
Who did they beat last week?
Sierra Vista, right? And they destroyed Valley, who almost beat your beloved Silverado.
No, they barely beat Shadow last week.
Oh, okay, Shadow. So they're 3-0. They're 3-0.
3-0, but you know they had to bust a sweat to beat Shadow and Sierra. And Chi-Town, baby, is back. They're going to rock and roll. They got a lot of momentum. And I think Chi-Town also, I might be thinking too far for them, but I think Chi-Town wants to make a statement that, hey, we're going to be in your league next year, and we've already called Jocelyn's to get our state rings ordered, and I think they're going to put a rock and roll hurt on Virgin.
Whatever Cheyenne did to fix its defense, I think it's worked. They've looked a lot better so far in these first two games, which we thought would be close for them. So I got Cheyenne too.
And David Cochran's a great post-game interview, for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, we love Coach Cochran if you're listening. So we're both going to go Cheyenne. That rounds us off here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
And thanks for rooting for the Chaparral Cowboys.